News Network. I'm Andrew James. The newly formed Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force has made its first arrest. District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced the arrest of 37-year-old Christopher Johnson for the shooting death of 23-year-old Artrivis Perry back in 2012. A second fraternity has been suspended after reports of hazing at Troy University. School officials are now investigating Delta Kappa Epsilon after a report was made with the National Organization's hazing hotline. As of now, the university doesn't know how many students were involved. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, is now without a principal. School Board Chair Charlotte Meadows couldn't comment on Dr. Nicole Ivy Price's departure because it is a personnel issue. Meadows says they are now working to find a replacement. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7676. That's promo code 7676 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
CBS Tonight has all new action. First on a new NCIS, Ziva's returned.
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
Now find out why.
This cannot be what it looks like.
A new NCIS. Then on a new FBI, a kidnapping reveals a social media star's darkest secrets.
This stops right now.
A new FBI followed by a new NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The House impeachment inquiry is now focusing on President Trump's personal point man, Rudy Giuliani. His lawyer and chief defender hit with multiple subpoenas demanding records of his contacts with Ukrainian officials.
Elon Musk says SpaceX could fly humans into orbit sooner than he thought.
We could be sending people to orbit before the end of next year.
The Fair Pay to Play Act will allow college athletes in 2023 to earn compensation for the use of their name, image, and likeness. Out of high school, star players could sign with agents and cash in on endorsements.
The arrest of a California man charged with working as a foreign agent for China's intelligence service.
Another iconic retail brand has filed for bankruptcy, Forever 21. The chain plans to close up to 178 of its stores.
Oprah announced that she was donating more than $1 million to help students go to college.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. Gotta do the name game.
Indeed, indeed, we do. This for the 1 o'clock hour. Taylor Burge. Taylor Burge. Call 396-5477. Again, Taylor Burge. Call 396-5477. Within the hour for your chance to win this one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Again, 396-5477. Give that number a call, Taylor Burge. And it's not just, you know, one-hour massage. It's
12!
12. One a month for a whole year.
So. Man, spell Burge for me.
B-U-R-G-E.
That's what I thought. That's an unusual last name. Indeed. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan?
Hey, Debbie.
How are you today?
I am very good, my dear.
Now, I got a couple of questions. One's a leading one. I was just curious, who's in charge of investigating something that, like what Joe Biden did for his son's concern. Whose responsibility is that?
That would be the FBI.
That's what I thought. Okay. Now, who is it that could influence our FBI, CIA, or secret agencies to the extent that they could keep that under wraps, to kind of hide it? And who can influence them in either investigating things that really aren't there or not investigating things that are there?
Let's see. Are you leading me into the president and the vice president?
I don't know. That's my question. I'm just curious. Who can do this? Because in this position right now, President Trump saw a situation. Joe Biden obviously has questionable conduct while he was vice president. The FBI did not do their job, did not bring it up, did not investigate it. It goes to DOJ, I'm assuming, or is it the IG?
Well,
if
it would
they
be,
did their job.
It would be DOJ, but what happened is Ukraine, per Rudy Giuliani, tried to get the information to the FBI, and the FBI would not respond to it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to. If they're not doing their job, then who is it that is going to have to do this job? Obviously, there's something there. Joe Biden himself bragged about it.
Well, that would
in
be
in front of an audience.
That'd be Bill Barr and Durham.
Okay, so Trump is telling the Ukraine government basically, please contact Bill Barr and Giuliani, which maybe Giuliani shouldn't be contacted, but Bill Barr definitely would be the next step, correct?
But in that conversation, when the folks that brought up Rudy Giuliani were the Ukraine. And they said, we've been working with Rudy Giuliani.
Okay, all right. But is that really illegal?
No.
Okay. So basically, this whole thing is just smoke and mirrors, again, trying to distract us from the real event that did occur, not imaginary. It should have already been investigated. They would not investigate it as they should have. President Trump had to supersede them, go above their head, per se, and do it in another way, but it's still going through proper channels if it goes to William Barr.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing that Donald Trump is doing that's improper at all. Asking the Ukraine president for help and the prosecutor on getting to the bottom of the prosecutor being fired, there's nothing illegal about that.
No, and it's just insane that we cannot get true justice in our justice system. We cannot get our Secret Service agencies to do their job. And when they are doing supposedly their job, it's drummed up questionable, unsubstantiated type of evidences.
Yeah, and they're all using the same talking points, too. That's what's scary. Is when you hear Hallie Jackson and Christian Welker, they were using general talking points about Rudy Giuliani and the Ukraine situation.
So who do you think could actually have that kind of influence on these people? It can't be the current president. Couldn't even be Obama. He's gone now.
You're talking about influence of what people?
The Secret Services. The Secret Service agencies.
Intel community, yes. We're saying.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I think
who would have that kind of influence?
Well, it's not who has that influence, it's who had that influence. I think what happened is the intel community at the very highest levels was involved in this thing, and they're trying to protect themselves. They feel something's about to happen big, and they're trying to get ahead of the story.
You don't think anybody's above them that's orchestrating their actions?
No, I think their ass is on the line so big that they're trying to protect it.
Okay. I was just curious. I really feel like it's so orchestrated, and it's different agencies that maybe there's somebody above them that's playing the puppet master, playing the tune here. Well, I was just curious.
Well, it's certainly orchestrated, and the question is how high up does the conductor go? And I don't know the answer to that.
Curious. But anyway, I hope that they do break through. It does happen that true justice is seen, because the people here really, really need it. We need to know that somebody's doing the right job here.
Well,
anyway, thank you.
Thanks,
sorry. Go ahead.
No, thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it. Yeah, we need to get to the bottom of this for a confidence level. Because if there are people that high up in government that were doing this, and imagine this, they are upset because Donald Trump asked the Ukraine president to look at the firing of the prosecutor and using what they call influence, because he withheld $400 million. They didn't know they had withheld it. How do you withhold something and you don't even know it? And why was it not mentioned? But they got that linkage there perfectly. But now, they're totally non-curious about the fact of the Paul Manafort thing and Victoria Nuland. Somebody went in and got a request of documents from Victoria Nuland of conversation or memos and emails to Ukraine. Every bit of it was redacted. Every bit of it.
Whoa.
I know.
Well, and also to a point Debbie's making, I'm sure there's some people, maybe some news directors, maybe some high political types, could be people in the intelligence community pulling strings and orchestrating some stuff. But don't underestimate groupthink, folks. And I'll give an example in my own case. When I saw that New York Times breaking news story that Trump called the Australian prime minister and pressured him to work with AG Barr, I'm like, this is crap. They're scared about Barr and Durham's investigation. Yeah. I immediately thought that. Yeah. And then later that night, Jay Sekulow and all these folks are saying that on Sean Hannity. And it's not like we all got together and talked about it. It's like you can see the same fact pattern. So I think sometimes people are in this silo, a lot of these reporters, and they just don't know what is actually going on. They're completely unaware of the other point of view and other names.
Jay Sekulow was great last night.
He's very good.
And I've got him cut because they're finally doing the right thing. And up to the very end on Rudy Giuliani, he was good. I just didn't have a chance to cut it. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, welcome aboard.
Yeah, Dan, my question is, ain't this inquiry illegal? And the reason why I'm saying that, I thought they were supposed to do a vote on doing the inquiry and then bring, you know, the evidence to the House. And if they find sufficient evidence, they're supposed to send it to a Senate for the hearing.
It's not illegal. It's unprecedented in the what they're doing is they're doing it under an impeachment inquiry, which means it's an investigation and Congress can investigate. But here's a problem they've got. They can investigate government and what they're doing and how it acts to responsible with laws that they pass. This is about to get off the rails and not even meet that requirement.
Okay. You answer my question, and I'm a first-time caller.
Jerry, give me your month and day of birth, buddy.
531.
531. How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening now probably about 2 months. I found it. I hauled to the Hyundai plant, and when I'm in Montgomery, I tune into the station, and Joey was my first call on his new show.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you for that, Jerry.
Jerry, so you've been listening for 2 months. You found me by punching the buttons on your radio. And do you travel a lot?
Well, I live in Andalusia, but like I said, I haul to the Hyundai plant from Laverne to the Hyundai plant all day long. So, and I've been listening when I finally found y'all.
Well, Jerry, I really appreciate you calling in today. Really appreciate you listening. Now, since you're a first-time caller, I'm going to put your name in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket, Jerry?
Sir?
What's in the gift basket for Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I'm not sure on that because there's times I'm in Hyundai and I'm not able to hear part of the show.
It's $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. How about that?
That's good.
Let me do this. We're going to do the drawing Friday, 2:30 to 2:40. So listen in to see if you won.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you calling tonight.
Thanks.
Another first-time caller like that. Another
like
Sweet Creek Farm Market. And he was your first call?
Or one of them. We talked about part of my family's from Andalusia.
And
it's going well.
Let's play this last portion of the nightly news. Now, keep in mind, this is about 6.5 minutes of a 19-minute broadcast. They spent one-third of the broadcast talking about this. Let's listen to Andrea Mitchell. Just get ready.
Let's bring in Andrea Mitchell in Washington. Andrea, there are a lot of fast-moving developments tonight involving the president's inner circle. How does all this complicate his efforts to combat the House investigation?
Well, Lester, tonight's developments widen that circle involving the president's closest cabinet officials. That complicates how they will defend him. The attorney general was mentioned seven times in the whistleblower's complaint and is now involved in that call the president made to Australia's prime minister. Vice President Pence helped pressure the Ukrainian leader to cooperate by not showing up for his inaugural. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been subpoenaed to turn over documents this week involving the forced departure of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine and Rudy Giuliani. On his shadow diplomacy. Pompeo could also be asked to testify. Tonight he leaves for Italy.
Okay. So, pressuring Ukraine president because Pence did not go to the inaugural. Is that kind of whole cloth stuff there?
Yes, as well, Rudy's shadow diplomacy.
Unbelievable. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard. Hey, John, excuse me. John.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing just fine.
Good. What's on your mind?
I guess in politics, about Trump. I don't know if you talk about politics.
Do you not listen to the show, John?
No, I'm sorry. I must have dialed the wrong number.
Okay. Yeah, he's about to get caught.
We've been getting some of those lately.
Have we?
Well, yeah, and they've played nice, there was a call last week where it was an interesting conversation and some arguments went on. It was a woman.
Oh, the lady, yeah, talking about investments.
Yeah, and some of these calls are just, I don't know if they're testing the markets or testing opinion. I don't know. They seem like plants.
That definitely did, because when he said that, If you listen to this show, you know the answer to that question that you asked me.
No, Dan talks about cooking all the time.
Exactly.
Which is true. But
the Dan and Joey Cooking Show. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
Searching for something to say.
On a Tuesday.
Flashing lights.
Okay, so let's continue on with other news reports here. Here's Nancy Cordes. Now let's do Paula Reed first. Paula Reed, and this is the opening story on CBS Morning this morning.
We begin with new information about President Trump's phone calls with foreign leaders, and it's putting the spotlight on three of Mr. Trump's closest associates. CBS News has learned that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was listening to the president's phone call with Ukraine's leader that triggered the House impeachment inquiry. So this indicates that Pompeo knew months ago that the president wanted Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden. This comes as the president's personal lawyer, that's Rudy Giuliani, was subpoenaed by the House.
He wanted to look into the firing of the prosecutor.
We also know the president asked Australia's prime minister to help find out how the Russia investigation began. And it was Attorney General William Barr who asked the president to make that call. Paula Reed is at the White House. Paula, this is one of those stories that just keeps getting more significant. What's today's development mean?
Well, Tony, the president's personal outreach to Ukraine and Australia raises more questions about whether the president should be reaching out to foreign leaders to help pursue investigations into accusations that are largely discredited about his political opponents. Secretary of State Pompeo left for Europe without addressing questions about a July 25th call between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart that is now at the center of an impeachment inquiry. The secretary has previously been evasive about how much he knew about the president's conversation.
What do you know about those conversations?
So you just gave me a report about a IEC whistleblower campaign, none of which I've seen.
Huh.
Largely discredited by whom?
This is amazing. The lack of curiosity among the press is what is so upsetting, and they're all using the same terminology. Largely discredited. He's investigating. What he said is, I understand that the prosecutor got fired. And would you look into the firing of the prosecutor? There are a lot of people here that are concerned about that. The first thing he asked about is a CrowdStrike. Notice they don't talk about that. I hope they find that damn server. That would be, God, that would be just... I'd have to come here with a whole bunch of cronies and do a show.
Especially because that's one that they're like, oh, that's been completely debunked. And maybe that is. I'm not betting on that, but that would be juicy.
I noticed that Donna Brazile, when she gets anywhere near that subject, she basically avoids it.
Right. It's just, I am astounded by, I shouldn't be, but just the reportage on this is the story gets more and more serious. And, like, how do you not know? Like, even if you are on NBC or CBS, in this case with Paula Reed, how do you not know at least that Bill Barr has been doing this with John Durham for months now?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, wow, Shazam, we just discovered this.
Like, this has been going on a while.
This is why ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, this is the garbage that they're spewing out. And when you look at this polling and say, well, people think there should be inquiry, it's because of this, because of the way it's being fed to the American public. And, man, I tell you what, if this comes out and they don't flip on this thing, I'm going after the press. Let's continue on with Paula Reed, the Australia call.
The House Foreign Affairs Committee subpoenaed Pompeo last week, demanding that he turn over documents related to the call.
I don't understand what he was doing just sitting there watching as the president was compromising our national security.
The president's July call isn't the only conversation now under scrutiny. CBS News has learned Attorney General William Barr asked President Trump to reach out to the Prime Minister of Australia to request help in the Justice Department's review of the origins of the Russia investigation. In 2016, the Australian government alerted the FBI after receiving information that Russian officials had contacted a member of the Trump campaign.
How come it started? It was all nonsense. It was a hoax. It was a total hoax.
The president has long insisted the scrutiny of his campaign was unlawful. Barr spoke to CBS News' Jan Crawford about why he believed he needed to review the origins of the Russia probe to ensure it was not politically motivated.
That's one of the, you know, one of the key functions of the attorney general. Core responsibilities of the attorney general is to make sure that government power is not abused.
The president's personal attorneys who defended him throughout the Mueller investigation are downplaying the significance of this impeachment inquiry. They tell me they went through a real war with Mueller, but they claim this is just a skirmish.
Paula Reed, News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A former Dallas police officer who shot and killed a man in his own apartment is found guilty of murder.
A Dallas jury, after 6 days of witness testimony,
unanimously find the defendant, Amber Geiger, guilty of murder.
Cheers erupting in the court before Judge Tammy Kemp shut it down. Geiger tearfully testified that she was foggy when she mistook her neighbor, 26-year-old Botham John's apartment, for hers, thinking he was a burglar.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accuses Democrats investigating President Trump of trying to bully diplomats.
It's the response to House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel demanding documents and testimony from several current and former State Department employees over the next 2 weeks. Pompeo says the dates are not feasible. Former Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yavinovich is supposed to talk to House committees in a closed-door session tomorrow.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hi, everybody. The drought grows worse, and the string of record-high temperatures every day continues. This is day 7 today, but we're a week away from a big pattern change. Hang on. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, still dry each day, and we're likely to tie or break record highs every day through Friday. Over the weekend, the record highs are gone. We're back down to about 92 to 94 for highs, with isolated to widely scattered storms. Then early next week, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front moving through, which will lower the temperatures quite a bit by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. 98 degrees outside right now. Heat index 101. Reminder, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Remember, they have the Scarecrow contest that's going on. You can pick up your form for it at the desk, produce desk at Sweet Creek Farm Market. And the big prize is $2,000 worth of goodies in three different categories. I tell you, Sweet Creek Farm Market is just a delight during the fall festival time period. Let's listen to Nancy Cordes. She's going to be talking about the flurry of subpoenas that are coming out.
Rudy Giuliani is being subpoenaed by three House committees. The former New York mayor is mentioned more than 30 times in a complaint drafted by the intelligence community whistleblower. Giuliani denies any wrongdoing, but has admitted pushing Ukrainian officials to investigate unsubstantiated claims of wrongdoing by the Biden family. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, what do Democrats hope to get with this subpoena?
Well, Anthony, Democrats note in the subpoena that Giuliani himself has said that he has evidence, text messages, phone records that indicate that he got help and encouragement from Trump administration officials when he was making these forays into Ukraine. He said last night he's still weighing whether or not to testify.
The sweeping subpoena from three House chairmen gives Giuliani just 2 weeks to produce over 2.5 years worth of documents on 23 related subjects, including his efforts to pressure current or former Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden and his son. The letter to Giuliani cites credible allegations that he acted as an agent of the president in a scheme to advance his personal political interests by abusing the power of the office of the president.
But I'll get all my evidence together. I'll get my charts. I don't know if they let me use videotapes and tape recordings that I have.
Democrats are moving quickly to set up new interviews, encouraged by new national polls that indicate public support for an impeachment inquiry is growing.
Oh, Rudy. So do you think Rudy's going to testify or not?
I don't think they'll let him.
They just want his documents.
Right. I don't think they're going to play ball. And I think Pompeo, even today, is like, nope, not going to cooperate.
Well, I mean, what are you investigating? What in government are you doing this for, other than for political purposes?
Well, and it's going to get to a point where some of the quiet voices for Republicans, people you don't hear from often on television, are going to say, I'm fed up with this. And it's going to become a partisan show. And in a very serious way. You know, the usual partisan back and forth goes on. That's politics. But I think this is going to start to be very, very serious to some people. And it's going to leave a lot of bad blood, and it's going to be one hell of a 2020 election, the way this is going.
Yeah, I think this is... It may be very popular in New York, New Jersey, and California. I think a whole big chunk of the country isn't on board on this whole thing. Let's go to Nancy Cordes, second part. Impeachment mounts.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would have no choice but to take up an impeachment resolution if it comes over from the House.
If the House does go down that path, and we'll follow the Senate rules.
Mr. Trump kept up his attacks on the whistleblower Monday, indicating he's searching for him or her.
Well, we're trying to find out about a whistleblower. When you have a whistleblower that reports things that were incorrect.
But that whistleblower's complaint was corroborated by a call summary released by the White House. And on Monday, the intelligence community's inspector general also released a three-page statement debunking the president's claim, noting that the whistleblower's complaint was found to be both urgent and credible.
You think he's putting this whistleblower's life at risk?
I think this is a clear example of reprisal.
Senate Intelligence Committee Vice Chair Mark Warner urged Mr. Trump to lay off the whistleblower.
I think the potential threat to this whistleblower's life is a realistic concern.
Kurt Volker, the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine who abruptly resigned on Friday, is now set to testify on Thursday, his associates confirm. And yesterday, Democrats sent deposition requests to three of Giuliani's business associates. And if those associates agree to be deposed, then that would take place as early as next week, Gail.
Man, this is totally... And they're trying to get the urgency of this because the Mueller report dragged on and dragged on and dragged on, and people got really sick of it. And then the big tamale shows up. Well, it was a nothing. And what they're trying to do is create momentum with this thing.
Yes.
Through urgency. And I hope this IG report comes out. Oh, Lord, I hope it does. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Gentlemen, very interesting how Nancy Cordes just put it, and CBS, now that CBS has been working this damn deal like nobody's business, and now that they have somehow managed to finagle a 55% poll, that is the point where Congress wants to investigate, wants the polls say so. So here again, another very bad way to govern. Just because polls say something, you hold an investigation. He didn't say they were going to be investigating because there's something wrong. It's just because the polls say people want them to investigate. And they're reporting that 55% on German World News, too. And that can't be real. Can't be real, guys. Where in the hell are they getting that damn number from?
I don't know. When you say they're reporting in German news, you're saying that they're repeating the story in Germany.
They're repeating the story verbatim.
Yeah.
And they're saying verbatim, CBS poll 55%. CBS seems to be more deeply involved in this than most of the other.
Well, again, and it's why I played the NBC Nightly News clips that I did. The public is getting a steady diet that Trump did something wrong. And that's what all the news reports are, just like the NBC piece I played. So when you're asked a question, what you're doing is you want to deal with the amount of information you have. Most people get their information from ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and or MSNBC.
Right.
So that's what they believe.
Yes. And on Face the Nation, is it Mike Morrell, that ex-CIA chief that is one of their... correspondents or consultants.
Yes, he is. But that's CBS Morning News. I didn't see him on Face the Nation.
I saw him on Face the Nation. He was just almost giddy that this report, they asked him about it coming from the CIA.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
He was so happy about that.
Yeah, because he said
and
this.
Then, oh, it was so beautifully prepared and all that. I'm going, this guy is sick.
Yeah, I did see that.
That is just ridiculous. They're so happy that they have something to go on. This is a mentally ill group of people.
They didn't
right
get
here.
Pelosi's memo to be sad and prayerful, I guess.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
line.
Just and then Scott Pelley, I couldn't take looking at his face more than 2 minutes on 60 Minutes. That worried look Scott Pelley has now drummed up, like it's the end of the world. He's so worried about everything. And he's starting to get a little bit of Dickerson from it. It's starting to tilt. He better watch out.
Well.
I'm glad Dickerson's gone, too. Damn, that was good getting rid of him. I was so sick of him, I don't know about y'all. But
You notice he's just kind of vanished. He fell in quicksand in the media world.
That's right. He did something wrong. They had to get rid of his butt before it got exposed. Let's face it, guys. He was pinching some woman on the butt or something, you know.
So, he became a short timer in the CBS Morning Show.
He damn sure did. real fast. So, all right, guys, thanks for the info as always. We're all fighting the good fight here. I hope we can win it. I think we will. Take care.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you. News 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday. Let's kind of divert a little bit. Now, I was saying yesterday they need to do a much better job on how they're communicating. They must have been listening to the show, because I noticed whether it was Lindsey Graham, and I congratulate Lindsey Graham on his piece that he did during the weekend that we played for you yesterday. He was spot on. Today, last night, he was spot on. But I want you to listen to Jay Sekulow on Hannity. This is kind of long.
Oh, this is so good,
though. But he nails it here.
So I read the transcript, and they're having a pleasant conversation. Ukraine is at the heart of all of this. The president says, we need you to get to the bottom of election interference in the 2016 election.
I think this is important for everybody to understand. Let's remember how this starts. Days before President Trump is sworn into office, there is a change in intelligence information sharing. For 8 years, the Obama administration was quite satisfied with it going to just three agencies. With about 10 days left before the transition to a new president, they switch that and allow it to go to 18 agencies. James Comey also has planted over at the White House an agent from the FBI, dual assigned, going back and forth between the FBI and the White House. What was that person's job? Then we have the leaks. Let's talk about these leaks for a moment. You've got conversations starting in the early part of the administration that were leaked by intelligence officials. Public conversation, private conversations released to the public. That's called a crime. Then you have it continuing even this afternoon. We're getting more information. So now the President of the United States, on phone calls with other heads of state, now has to understand that his phone calls are likely to be leaked to the press. Why are they doing this? Could it be they're doing this because there's an investigation of the investigators going on by Mr. Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut? Could that be the reason that this is all happening? Could it also be the reason, Sean, and this is how I look at this. You look at what is the rule, regulation, statute that was violated in the conversation that the president had with the president of Ukraine? None. Nothing. Where was the collusion with Russia? Did not exist. Where was the obstruction? Did not happen. Now it's Ukraine. Well, then it was quid pro quo, but then there was no quid pro quo. Then it was a cover-up, except the transcript had already been released. So you know what this is? This is an attempt, a lame one, I have to say, for the Democratic Party right now to placate the leading left-wing people that are actually running this party, it appears. But you know who's suffering from this? The president's governing. He's doing his job. The American people, we do. That the president would be put in a situation where he now has to worry about conversations that he's having with world leaders being leaked to the press. That is not good for our constitutional republic. So what's at stake here is the very constitutional balance. So what does Adam Schiff do? He doesn't read the transcript. Why didn't he read it? Because there's nothing to it. There's no problem. What does he do instead? He comes up with a dramatic presentation. A reenactment not based on the actual script. When he had the actual script, because the White House released it. So what is this? This is a fraud being perpetrated on the American people. And now we have a pattern and a practice of intelligence officers, people assigned to intelligence agencies, leaking conversations of the President of the United States with heads of state. You know what puts that? It puts the entire constitutional framework at risk, and shame on them for what they're doing. But here's what's going to happen, Sean. We will find out exactly who's doing what, how it was being handled. Did it start with that initial executive order by President Obama at the end of his administration? What is happening now? We're going to get to the bottom of it. And so what do they try to do today? They try to subpoena the lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, the president's counsel, my colleague. Nonsense. The information contained in the subpoena is protected by attorney-client privilege. It's outrageous what they're trying to do. I think it's also interesting that they didn't subpoena him to testify. They just want documents. They don't want him to testify because you know what the truth is? He has more information than they do. And you don't put up a witness that has more information than you do. So I think this entire matter is a put up on the American people. And I think the American people, I know, are smarter than that. They know exactly what's going on here. And I will tell you this. I dealt with this with the press all weekend. How's the White House going to react? How's the president's private counsel going to react? You know what? We went through a war with Bob Mueller and we won. This is a skirmish. We don't need a war room. We just need to respond as appropriate. We will. This will be handled. That's it.
That was outstanding. You know what made that outstanding? Is Sean Hannity spoke for a total of 14 seconds. Jay Sekulow was in this whole thing for 4 minutes, right at 4 minutes. And that's what made it a great piece. Jay Sekulow was spot on. He wasn't filling in some of his dumb questions that that Sean Hannity asked sometimes.
Did you hear, there was one that Hannity asked Lindsey Graham, and Lindsey Graham almost like shook his head like,
what?
Please stop, Sean.
I don't know. I don't understand why Sean Hannity is so popular. He doesn't do that good of a job. He steps on people all the time. Let's go to Brenda. Brenda, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, listen. A certain TV show said that all these Democrats keep burning flags and all that. And I said, well, how about Republicans? There's never been a Republican that burned a flag. Can you imagine that? I said, man, where were you at in the 60s? You remember the 60s, don't you, when everybody burnt flags, tore up their cars and everything? Which I don't believe in burning flags. My daddy died in World War II, but I mean, I hate for people to just put down Democrats. We're just as good as the Republicans, don't you think?
Do I think Democrats are just as good as Republicans?
Yes, that's what I got to say, and that's it. Thank you. Have a good day when you get off from work.
Thanks, Brenda.
You gotta miss those good old days where Republicans and Democrats could come together and burn a flag
and protest.
I guess as people, I don't take a lot of this personal. I think they're good people on all different persuasions and perspectives. But man,
News Zone 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are.
Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic.
Catherine Herridge, about 4 hours ago, did this report here talking about the whistleblower.
In response to questions about how the whistleblower filed the original complaint, the intelligence community watchdog released this statement that the whistleblower claimed to have firsthand knowledge of misconduct, apparently conflicting with documents sent to Congress and the nation's top intelligence official, that the allegations were based on secondhand accounts. The whistleblower submitted the appropriate disclosure of urgent concern form that was in effect as of August 12, 2019, the statement said, and had been used by the ICIG since May 24, 2018. The whistleblower stated on the form that he or she possessed both firsthand and other information. House Republicans asked the intelligence community watchdog to preserve records documenting the process, any changes to the requirements for firsthand information, requesting them before Michael Atkinson appears before the House Intelligence Committee Friday in a non-public testimony.
Come Thursday, if he doesn't provide the actual evidence, all the communications, we will see him on Friday and we will interview him on this. And as we said, we think this is very suspicious between the changing of the guidelines and the leaks. That there is some criminality involved in this.
Two Senate Republican committee chairmen are also seeking additional information from the Attorney General William Barr about reported contacts between Democrats and Ukrainians related to the 2016 election. This letter reads in part, quote, the Justice Department has yet to inform Congress and the public whether it has begun an investigation into links and coordination between the Ukrainian government and individuals associated with the campaign of Hillary Clinton or the Democratic National Committee. The senators cite a 2017 media investigation as well as the 2018 deposition from Nellie Orr, who worked for Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm paid for by Democrats for the anti-Trump dossier. And Orr matters because she testified that Fusion received at least one related tip from a Ukrainian source, Bill.
I think this whole IG thing is going to turn into a real problem for them. The Volcker one, I'm a little concerned about what happens with Volcker. Since he resigned last week. Where is he coming from out of this whole thing?
So you're talking about the IG Atkinson, the IG of the intelligence
community. Intelligence community, not the IG of DOJ, Horowitz. Let's go to Saul Weisenberg, who is on the Clinton impeachment group here, and he's going to be talking about what's happening, why it's happening.
Here I get four things. Thanks. I want to give. Where do you think we are right now in trying to understand the story?
Well, to me, the big part of the story is I see this as an effort from the beginning really to shut down John Durham's investigation of how the intelligence agencies were used against candidate Trump in the 2016 election.
Why do you believe that, Saul? What gives you the suggestion that that's what's afoot?
I can't prove it, but there's been a concerted effort to go against Barr, particularly since he said he thought it was a big deal. Remember his comment. It's a big deal when the party in power uses intelligence agencies to spy on the candidate of the opposing party. He's got an impeccable prosecutor he has hired who's respected by both sides of the aisle to investigate this, and I think they're scared to death, the certain segments of the intelligence community in the Democratic Party, about what he is going to find. It doesn't mean that President Trump's phone call wasn't foolish, but I think this is what it's all about, and they were simply waiting for an opportunity to pounce.
Durham's a prosecutor. He operates on his own authority. You don't have the ability to go in and shut down a prosecutor that way.
Well, they're not going down. They don't have the authority. He works for Bill Barr, but they can try to smear him, and they smear him by smearing
that's
Barr.
That's a different matter, but you were making the case that they're trying to shut it down. Lindsey Graham agrees with you. With Hannity last night, he told Sean this.
This New York Times article about Barr talking to Australia is the beginning of an effort to shut down Barr's investigation to find out how this whole thing started.
So you saw that's what you just said, okay? Shutting it down and just smearing John Durham, the prosecutor, are two very different things. Would you agree?
Oh, they're technically different, but if you can dirty up Barr and indirectly the investigation in Durham through that, you kill its effectiveness. You people will say, oh, that's just Bill Barr. That's Bill Barr doing something he shouldn't be doing, when in fact he has set this up exactly the way you should set it up, by putting a guy like Durham in charge of it. And all Bill Barr did was go to some foreign law enforcement officials and said, Durham, this is my man. Can you help him? We would like your help. That's totally appropriate for the top law enforcement official in this country to do.
I think Tom is, and I noticed, and I don't know if they're smart enough to have done talking points for this, but they're doing very similar talking points, or is it groupthink of this? But the whole thing about Barr, dirtying up Barr, that I'm getting that from multiple sources.
My guess is a little bit of both. I think definitely the politicians are talking from a script, but I think a lot of the press just has been in their own silo for so long. And, you know, honestly, we've been in our silo, but I don't think we cover them. You play on their... on this show, a lot of the mainstream media for that purpose. So we understand what is NBC, what is CBS, ABC, all these folks talking about. It seemed to me that more than half of these folks that write for the Washington Post, New York Times, who work on all these legacy networks, never even check in what's going on at Fox News and other conservative outlets.
Yeah, they don't look anywhere other than Washington Post and New York Times.
It's crazy.
If you notice, they spend more time on stories from those two locations than they do doing their own homework. Let's continue on.
One of the main stories breaking late yesterday afternoon was the president suggesting to the AG, and the AG saying, give me an introduction to some of these world leaders so I can further my probe. From the White House lawn on May 24th, here's the president.
The attorney general is one of the most respected people in this country, and he has been for a long period of time. So what I've done is I've declassified everything. He can look, and I hope he looks at the UK, and I hope he looks at Australia, and I hope he looks at Ukraine. I hope he looks at everything, because there was a hoax that was perpetrated on our country.
So the suggestion is that this is wrong or amiss somehow. Do you see anything wrong in what you just heard in that soundbite?
Not only do I not see anything wrong, but the fact that he said it back in May shows that it was not, he's been very upfront about what he wants Barr to do. Now, he misspoke. He didn't declassify all that stuff. He gave Barr the authority to declassify if necessary. Don't you think that's something that should be investigated when the incumbent political party opens a counterintelligence investigation on the candidate of the opposing party? I think that's a very big step. You don't take a step like that unless you've really got good evidence.
Bingo. News on 93.1. Heads to the top of the hour break. Coming back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.